Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Grace, greetings, and welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast. Are you like me? Are you a little bit fascinated with the story of the book of Ruth? I was so fascinated with it in my formative ministry years, I wrote a little play based upon Ruth the Moabitess. Thank God that play has never been performed and hopefully has been lost to the world. I think we're probably a better place for not having to read what I tried to write, but I have always had such an affinity for this little book. One of the reasons is how the Holy Spirit refers to Ruth. Ruth is a love story about a girl from the land of Moab who marries a Jewish man while that man's family is living in her country, and they're only living there because of a famine in their native country, the land of Bethlehem. The man dies along with his father and his brother, and he leaves his mother, who the Bible says is named Naomi, and he leaves his wife, Ruth, and he leaves his brother's wife, his sister-in-law, Orpah. When the famine is over in her homeland, that widow Naomi decides to go back home to Bethlehem and leave those idol-worshipping Moabites behind once and for all. Orpah, her one daughter-in-law, decides to stay. Besides, it's her homeland. But her other daughter-in-law, Ruth, has obviously seen a difference in Naomi and wants to go back to Judah with her. Now, Naomi tries to talk her out of it because Ruth is a Gentile from a nation well known for brutality and death, and Naomi knows her own people. She knows that Ruth will not be accepted in the land of Judah. But undeterred, young Ruth makes one of the most impassioned speeches in the Bible, that famous, "Wherever you go, I will go, wherever you lodge, I will lodge, thy people shall be my people" speech from Ruth 1, and she follows Naomi home. And when they arrive, Ruth goes to work gleaning the fields, and that's a Jewish tradition mandated to all owners to leave the corners of their fields unharvested so the stranger and the poor would have something to eat. Ruth qualified as both, stranger and poor. And she works hard, finds herself gleaning in the field of the wealthiest man in all of Judah, the man named Boaz. Now, Boaz is a near kinsman of Ruth. He has the right to marry her according to Levirate marriage law, which he wants to do. And the book of Ruth is sort of a shortened story of a whirlwind romance. It has a lot of beautiful references to God's grace displayed through Boaz, who is the Christ character of the book. However, it's a subtle reference to how Ruth is referred that really shows me the greatest example of the new covenant. Now, as long as they're in the land of Moab, the scripture refers to her only as Ruth. But when they return from Moab, she is now Ruth the Moabitess. You see it in chapter 2. You see it twice in chapter 2, in fact. Once even Moabitish damsel. It's as if the reader needs reminded of her background, and we keep getting peppered with the Moabitess title. When the final chapter of the little book, Boaz purchases the right to marry Ruth, and he refers to her nationality 2 times in the 4th chapter. And then something happens the moment that they are married. He takes her as his own wife, and Ruth 4:13 says, "Boaz took Ruth, and she was his wife." Suddenly, the Holy Spirit stops referring to Ruth as a Moabitess. And I believe this is because Boaz is the Christ figure. You and I are the, for lack of a better term, the idol-worshipping heathens from the outcast nations. The wedding of those two is the union of a sinner to Jesus. We go from lost to found in our marriage ceremony of salvation, and God makes a choice in Hebrews 10 to remember our sins and our iniquities no more. In fact, your new husband will never ever mention where you came from. Think about it. As a child of God and as the bride of Christ, you don't ever need to be reminded of the sins you've committed. Your heavenly husband has washed you clean with the water of his words and will continue to do so, and he will not bring guilt to you from your past. Don't accept the voice of condemnation. You were a Moabitess before you met Jesus, but you're a Moabitess no more. God bless. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.